Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
You're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So parts of Maine and New Hampshire may be without power for days, we're being told. This is according to WCVB, but there was a nor'easter. This doesn't have anything to do with the earthquake that happened in New York City today, but the nor'easter brought widespread power outages to New Hampshire, Maine, and some officials are saying people could be without power for days. Central Maine Power reported 330,000 customers without power, which is about half of all their customers. The total number of outages in Maine is significantly more than the ice storm that knocked out power in late March. It took a few days to restore all customers then. Now, the CMP spokesperson, John Breed, told WMTW that the conditions Thursday were incredibly hazardous, strong winds, so they couldn't put crews up in bucket trucks because it wasn't safe. So crews are trying to work in areas where the winds have ceased. But some customers may not have power till early next week. Their line workers are working 17-hour shifts around the clock. They're also getting some support from Canada and many other states. New Hampshire had reported 170,000 power outages. And so anybody who does see a down power line or being urged to call 911, assume these are live wires. Don't touch them. Stay at least 35 feet away from downed lines and anything they fall on because of the current they could carry. Generators should be run outside. If you are using a generator to warm your home or cool your home, 10 feet away from a building with the exhaust facing away from the house. But, there's bad travel conditions in terms of power, I like going to poweroutage.us, and it shows you what power issues are going on at the time. So in Maine, they're saying now there's about 234,000 people without power. New Hampshire, 84,000. California, there's about 25,000 people right now with no power in California. Wisconsin is reporting power outages, 11,479. West Virginia, there's about 11,186. When there could be other states having power outages, but the ones on the map will start showing color after 10,000. So those with very few power outages, like in Nevada, there's 831 people right now, Montana 13, Missouri 382, and Texas 1,957. So when it's under 10,000, you won't see. But, again, big question people have is, what happens if you have an electric car? That's what I want to know. There's this big push to have our emergency vehicles electric. I'd prefer no. I mean, we really, really need to always have backups and plan B. You have to have plan B. I mean, if you're in Maine and you want to get away from the nor'easter, and you want to get to a place that has power because you need your insulin or you have a family member who is vulnerable, and you have an electric car, you're in trouble. Now, mind you, you know, there is a chance that if you did have it charged, you could use it for your 200 miles and get out of Dodge. But New Hampshire has power outages, too. And it just, I think we're relying too much. And whenever there are power outages or power issues, power companies say, all right, guys, I need you to limit your use. And I live in Nevada. Every now and then we're told, all right, limit your use. Don't wash your laundry. Don't use your appliances at this time. So, yes, you could program your car to charging at another time, but I love the fact that I don't have to rely on power. I don't like spending the costs I do for fuel. It would be cool to save money with power. But for me, I think what would be perfect is having one electric and one fuel car. This way, no matter what, we're covered. But that's not where they're going. They're really mandating and pushing that fuel cars don't exist. We're not ready for that. We're not ready for it. Now, New York City had the biggest earthquake in 140 years. Thank God it was no bigger than a 4.8 magnitude. But it is, you know, one of their bigger ones they've had in a while. Not a lot of damage. No major damage, thank God. Injuries or deaths reported. They think it occurred 5 kilometers below the ground along the Ramapo fault line, which runs through northern New Jersey. The biggest earthquake since New York had one back in 1884. At that time, it was a 5.0 magnitude centered in Brooklyn. There was a temporary closing of New York City's airports, some Hudson River crossings temporarily closed, and it sounded like everybody, all public officials went to check all the bridges, wanted to make sure that there was no damage from any of the structures, especially after what happened with that Baltimore bridge 2 weeks ago or last week. Now, the USGS said there's about a 16% chance of aftershocks of about a magnitude 4 in the next week and less than 1% chance of anything above magnitude 5. So, yeah, these aftershocks will come. You know, but you know, we spoke about earthquake safety. I wrote a piece on that that you guys can access on my Twitter and on my Facebook. But, you know, New York is built on a fault, and their buildings are not necessarily earthquake-proof. And I understand movies have sensationalized it and caused people to panic, but, you know, we've seen what earthquakes could do. Look at what happened in Taiwan. And earthquake is New York City is not immune. New Jersey, not immune to these earthquakes. And God forbid there's a bigger one, that could be disastrous. So we're pretty nervous about that. And so, you know, this people got all nervous and then they did funny memes and all that. But there is an underlying solemnness to knowing that, you know, if there was a major earthquake, there's not a lot you could do. That's why I told you guys, always have a ready-to-go bag with things that you need, your important papers and stuff, because you have to get out of Dodge or get out of a building, even though you don't get out of a building per se, but if you think it's going to collapse, you got to get the hell out. It's 1-877-DOF-ELLIE. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or drdahlia.com today.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, our producer, and big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So how many of us apologize on a regular basis and do it right? And an apology should be easy. I used to be able to apologize like nothing. I'm sorry. It's my fault. I'm so sorry. I'm sorry. Sorry. My bad. I screwed up. Blame it on me. It's my doing. My bad. Seems easy to do. People don't do it. Or when they do it, they do it wrong. Now, why? Why is it so flippin' hard to apologize? Well, I actually had to learn to stop saying I'm sorry. In medicine, as a medical student, I was taking the blame for everything. Now, oh my gosh, now, I'm in pain. I'm sorry. I am so sorry. My fault. My fault. It's me. It's me. Let me help you. This is on me. I'm the one that needs to take care of this. You really caused my pain? No. Oh, I just said I'm sorry because I was just so used to saying it. I'm sorry, my bad, I'm sorry. And in medicine, if a patient comes in and says, I have a reaction to what you gave me, my first instinct was, I'm sorry. And I learned, before you accept blame, okay, before you take blame, you better be careful because you could get sued. Do you understand what you're taking blame for? And thank God I've learned to kind of wait and assess before I do just very easily throw out the I'm sorry. There was a patient where my nurse said, Dr. Dahlia, the medicine you gave the patient yesterday is causing them to have a reaction. I go, okay, tell me what the reaction is. Tell them to stop the medicine. What's the reaction again? Well, they have a rash on their neck that's kind of blistery and hurts. And I go, that's possibly shingles. Scratch what I just said. Have them come in so I could take a look at this. We're going to have them come in anyway. But this might not be the medication. This might be they now have shingles, which is completely different. And so the reason why apologizing has gotten more difficult is because people have seen what the recipient of the apology has done as a result of your apology. You might be married to somebody who's like, yes, see, I told you so. As a result, you have no authority anymore on this topic. Or you have no, I mean, how many times have people apologized for cheating when they didn't cheat? Because they don't know what else to say. So there's an art to apologizing. I mean, if you cheat, you cheat. You need to own it. But if you didn't cheat and you're saying sorry, what are you saying sorry for? So one is you need to acknowledge what the situation is. Now, I know this can be very difficult because you could have a very frustrated spouse. You could have a frustrated child. You could have a frustrated teacher. You could have a frustrated patient. Okay. One, find out what it is that they're frustrated with. I've been in medicine. You have patients saying, Doc, you made me worse. You made me worse. Okay, I made you worse. Tell me what happened. I am just having horrible, horrible back pain and my leg is going numb. Okay, now, you said that it was something I did. Let me see what needs to be reversed. What do you think I did that we need to reverse or change? Oh, no, you gave me blood pressure medicine, but now my leg hurts. Okay, well, you might have sciatica. This might have nothing to do with the blood pressure medicine. So some people, they don't know what they're doing when they're starting to ascribe, you know, their issue to something else. Yeah, you're cheating on me. I'm so mad at you. I'm so mad at you. All right, I'm sorry. Or before they tell you why, I'm so mad at you. I'm so mad at you. I can't speak to you. Well, I'm sorry. Now, what did I do? Don't apologize until you know what it is they're mad about. So hold the I'm sorry until you actually know what you did. Now, let's say you did do something wrong. You left the toilet seat up. You forgot to give a message to somebody that you should have. You did not complete the project on time. All right? What you need to do with any apology is not make it sound insincere, not make it sound dismissive. Like, all right, I'm sorry. Yeah, okay, fine. Won't happen again. That won't necessarily fix it. Now, personally, me, I like the quick apologies. You know, I've had family members and people in my life who just wanted to go on about it and go on about it for hours. No. Okay, if there's an issue, fix it. Right? You didn't like the way I did it, not a problem. You just need to tell me once. I'm on it. That's how I like to apologize. Just... No, figure it out. Figure out what it is they want. Do they want a vent? Then they might want a vent. And the more you try to curtail it and make it succinct to go, okay, next topic. I apologize. So now what? The worst it could be. So some people just want a vent. But other people, they think you don't get it or you're making the same mistake. So then have that conversation and say, look, you know, I want you to know I'm sorry, but you seem very upset. You know, is there something else I've done? You know, I think there's something more you want to tell me. You know, was it just that I didn't give you a message, or is there something else? Like, well, you've kind of done this a few times. You've done this a few times where you haven't given me my messages, or you forgot to tell me something, or you lost something of mine. All right, that's valid. I'd be ticked too. That, yeah, you're not wrong. It's valid. Validate that they have a reason to be upset. And then you might even need help. Let's say, look, I don't know why I keep losing your things or I keep forgetting messages. Is there a better system that I could follow? I don't want to keep doing this. I don't want to keep forgetting. You know, you shouldn't have to, you know, go through this. So what's a better way? Sometimes having them be recruited in the new way of doing things might actually save you from the next apology. Because if that way doesn't work, it's kind of on them. Now, they might be smart and say, oh, no, 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 no. Now, then you're going to make it my fault. Have you ever done that? Because that's not nice. But for the most part, if there's something that needs fixing. Now, let's say you cheated. That's a hard one to get out of. You screwed up. You cheated. That was bad. Right? And oftentimes when people get caught, they blame the person they cheated on. Well, it's you. You aren't showing me any love or affection. You let yourself go. You exited and checked out of the marriage years ago. And so, you know, I felt lonely and I had to go somewhere. Okay. Trying to justify what you did that was wrong. No. No. You need to apologize. You need to apologize for it. So one is you need to recognize if you did do something wrong that you did something wrong. But you also got to think about what is the other person concerned about? Are they concerned that now they have an STD? Are they concerned you're going to do it again? So what can you do to convince them that it's not happening again? The reason why, you know, me, I can't speak for all wives, but the reason why I bring something up to my husband, and I always make this mistake because I don't bring a lot of things up because I'm like, it's not a big deal, it's not a big deal, until the 40th time, and now I'm ticked about it. And the reason why I don't bring it up is because I'm like, I don't want to bring up all the little things. But why do I bring it up then on the 40th time and not the 10th time or 20th time if my husband does something that I don't like? Well, it's because maybe it's just me, but I'm a nester. I want everything to be copacetic. I want, you know, homeostasis. I want to know that we're not going to have any further controversy. So I want to fix the problem so there's no controversy in the future. So I want to address it so it doesn't happen again. So my husband now knows that about me. He knows I rarely bring something up. So if I do bring something up, it's probably really bothering me. Or I'm bringing it up so that we can fix it. Because I like to fix things. I'm a fixer. I want to fix it so we don't have to have that drama later. I want to prevent the drama. So how do we prevent the drama? I got it. We'll do this. So the dog doesn't run out into the neighborhood, right? I'll put up a better fence. Fantastic. Now, I might want to say, I told you 17 times to put up a better fence, but I know my limits. I'm like, all I want is a new fence. Thank you. Or let me put it up. So, you know, understand, you know, when and actually there are experts say you need to listen, take responsibility, make reparations, allow time for forgiveness, validate each other's viewpoint. I've already told you guys that, but the reparations... When do you make up for something? Let's say you are apologizing, but you really aren't giving in to why you have to apologize. And so you do this half-assed, passive-aggressive sort of thing. I'm sorry you're mad. I'm sorry you're upset. Okay, that doesn't work. Okay, so let's say, what would be an example of you really not doing anything wrong, and they're thinking you're doing, okay, you'd be late at work. Okay, you know, at that point, hey, look, it's not my fault, I'm late. You could fight about it for years. Come up with, what I want to do is I want to make up for lost time. This weekend, let's do date night. That could always help. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News, I'm Tim Berg. Emergency management personnel is assessing the impacts of a widespread earthquake that hit parts of New York, New Jersey, and Pennsylvania. USA's Dave Collins has more.
An earthquake shook parts of New York, New Jersey, and other areas in the Northeast. The U.S. Geological Survey confirms a 4.8 magnitude earthquake occurred with the epicenter in Lebanon, New Jersey. Social media posts started popping up from folks feeling the shake from New York City to Long Island, upstate New York, New Jersey, and Philadelphia.
Congress is returning from recess next week with a busy to-do list. Senate Majority Leader from New York, Chuck Schumer, will have to deal with articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas that will come from the Republican-led House. Schumer has yet to say how he plans to deal with a potential trial. This is USA News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. So every now and then we talk about jobs because many of you are looking for jobs or you're looking for a second job or a third job to help augment some of your income. And I don't blame you. It was interesting. I was talking to one of the Gen Zs a few months ago and they said the American dream is not what the baby boomers thought it was, or the Gen X's, where you get a job, you get a career, you get a house with a couple kids, a couple pets, white picket fence, a car or two cars, and you've made the American dream. That's not it. The American dream to a Gen Z or a younger individual is getting passive income, where if you can't work or you lose your job, you could still eat. You could still survive. And you could do fine. So passive income has now become the American dream. Well, passive income is not that easy. It's not that easy. For the rich, it might be. They may have bonds that they get interest on, and they could live on the interest because they have millions of dollars in the market or whatever, dividends. And no, for us middle-class individuals, how do we do it? How do you bring in passive income? So one of you asked me about my books. I publish multiple books. Do I make enough money for passive income? No. The books sell, but I do it through Amazon, who takes a huge cut. So I make pennies on the dollar, and I never wrote the books to make money. I know some individuals are, and you've asked me about writing books. You can write a book and then make money. But, if you do write books, you got to promote it. You have to be actively trying to sell it. You have to be, it's almost a full-time job trying to promote your art, your work, your story. And then you need to work on another one, and you need to work on another one. The money dries up. Now, if you do end up making a historic book series, then yes, you could do pretty well. For the average person, an album, making an album. Now, I would love to be Madonna, but no, I'm not going to make an album that is a hit like, Madonna or Beyonce. And look at how, by the way, take a look at these wealthy individuals. You don't really see them sit back. I mean, Ryan Reynolds has made a lot of money. But he's still working. Doesn't he have like a phone service, like a wireless provider? He's behind in selling, and doesn't he have a soccer team? And they usually have a lot of coals burning. Is that what it's called, coals in the fire, or little embers that they can use? And look at Tom Brady. I mean, Tom Brady, you'd think he's set for life. No, he's going to be a sportscaster. I mean, he still needs to bring in income. People need to bring in income. And so, yes, the American dream is having passive income, having investments that pay on themselves. I mean, a beautiful American dream, which many people had until things started to change, was having a rental property. And then having somebody rent that rental property, and then the money that they spend for rent covers the mortgage, and maybe you get a little bit, and now you're getting paid each month. That's great. But now we have squatters. You heard in Seattle there's a squatter where they haven't paid rent. I think they only paid 1 month in rent. And a recent citizen, he's a new citizen to the United States, but he got a citizenship. His last name is Singh. He has been, it's his property that squatters moved in. He can't get them to leave. And charities and taxpayers are pulling money together to pay for the squatters' rent. And it's taxpayers, and they don't realize that that's what's happening. It's a serial squatter that's refusing to leave a $2 million Seattle home. They've dodged eviction for three times because a nonprofit has stepped in with $50,000 of taxpayer cash to cover the rent. The squatter's name allegedly is Sang Kim. And it's an upmarket neighborhood of Bellevue, and he's in a $2 million Seattle home and has been squatting there for 2 years. The eviction hearing was scheduled for April 5th because of unpaid rent. And then I guess there was a charity who helped him pay rent. And so the squatter is still there on this person's property. In fact, I just want to touch upon this. There are 21 states where squatters. This is a piece by from the site Kind of Frugal. 21 states where squatters can steal your home, thanks to adverse possession laws. The squatter's rights are known as adverse possession. It's a rule that will change who owns the property. There's a lot of twists. There's a lot of ways where you can navigate the system. In California, someone can claim they own your property if they've been there for 5 years and pay the property taxes. So if you don't check on your property and find somebody else is living there, that's a problem. But I think even in California, it's shorter than that in terms of people moving in and not being able to evict them. So in Washington, it requires 7 years of paying property taxes. Well, if in Washington it requires 7 years for somebody to claim ownership, how come the squatter isn't removed after 2 years? So, you know, they, again, because there's loopholes. Florida, I mean, most of these states have where if you take over a piece of property, nobody's there, you're paying property taxes, and you're taking care of the property. You get to take over the house, but that's not what's happening right now. What's happening right now are people are moving into renovated homes. They're moving into apartments. They're just taking it over, and then they're coming up with a fake piece of paper saying, here's my lease. So when the police are called, and they're like, somebody broke in. Someone's trespassing. They go, I live here. Here's my lease. Then the police, they have to back off. So then the police back off and say, all right, guys, you take this to the courts. And then the court system, unlike with Donald Trump, the court system, it could take years. So, Trump, they're throwing him into the courtroom multiple times just because, you know, they want to get him before the election. But here, when it comes to you and your house, it could be months, years. So going back to passive income, having a business where you say the business pays for itself, I just have to reap in the rewards. No, I've been to restaurants where wealthy owners are there. They're watching. They're always, if you don't watch the business, it falls apart. You know, you can't be lazy. Wealthy people in general are not lazy. Those born into wealth might be. But when you're trying to make your own wealth, it's going to be work. So, yes, would it be nice to have some book royalties? Would it be nice to have some music royalties, some film royalties, some dividends, some bond money? Yes, but to live on? Because think about it. I think Social Security back in the 50s was $43 a month. Then in the 70s, it was about $136 a month. Now it's at about $1,900 a month. By the time you retire, you're going to need more than what Social Security gives you. It's not enough. Let's say we're at $2,500 in the next few years with Social Security. Is that enough to cover rent, food, a new electric vehicle, registration, gas, insurance? So, yeah. Sorry, I want to be more positive about it, but it's not easy. 1-877-DOCTELLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Dr. Dahlia here. Are you tired, gaining weight, burned out, stressed out? Well, how's your dopamine doing? Not sure? Then check out our book, Deploying Dopamine. How you feel right now, how you will feel an hour from now, how you will feel next week is completely reliant on our dopamine. Christian Kalikas and I created Deploying Dopamine, a book that tells you what dopamine is, when it dysfunctions, and how to successfully deploy dopamine when needed. So find Deploying Dopamine on Amazon or DrDahlia.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunnybay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunnybay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunnybay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Medicaid and CHIP offer free or low-cost health coverage for children and teens. Hospital and doctor visits, prescriptions, shots, and more are covered. That's peace of mind for parents if a child is sick or gets injured. And parents may now be eligible for Medicaid, too, even if they've applied in the past. Enrollment is always open. Visit InsureKidsNow.gov or call 1-877-KIDS-NOW. Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
I need to file my tax return right the first time. How can I be sure to do that?
Doing your taxes yourself? Using e-file is the best way to file an accurate tax return. Mistakes can delay your refund, so spend an extra few minutes making sure you can file an accurate return the first time around. Avoid common errors by spelling all names correctly and using correct Social Security numbers. Double-check your bank account numbers for direct deposit and double-check your math, too. Oh, yeah, don't forget to sign and date your return.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Well, I don't want to bring bad news. This is coming from the American Cancer Society. They are warning that a tidal wave of tumors is coming, with cases set to rise 80% in the next 25 years. All right, that stinks. 20 million cases of tumors diagnosed in 2022 is going to be at 25 million by 2050. Now, that 5 million increase, they say, is 80%. So I know it kind of sounds worse than it is, but it's still bad. Why, though? We're in the 2020s. This is the 20s. Not the roaring 20s, and Lord knows this hasn't been roaring at all. But it's the 20s, the Biden 20s. Lord have mercy. So why, though, with all the medical advancements, are cancers rising? Well, could be. We're still doing a pretty damn good job outliving the heart attacks and other things. So more of us are older. Even though life expectancy has dropped, that number is skewed because of the fentanyl and overdose deaths. So individuals have still a much better chance of living well into their 80s. Look at Lou Gossett Jr. Look at Jimmy Carter in his hundreds. You know, at 100 years old with stage 4 melanoma. Nancy Pelosi's in her 80s. Biden is in his 80s. Now we're living old. We're getting older, so we're living longer. More of us. And the other thing, too, also is if they think that these cases, actually, it's not going to reach 25 million. It's going to reach 35 million. There's a typo in this article. So that's not 80%. 35 million. So it's going to up by 15 million cases. So 15 out of 20 is 80%. Sorry, I looked at that. That didn't sound right, 25 million. So why are we going to have 15 million more cases by 2050? They blame obesity, junk food. I don't say, well, the population is increasing. How many millions more people did we take in during the Biden administration across the border? So, well, if there's, you know, more people coming in, then more people that could have a tumor. But the American Cancer Society does make a point. There are, you know, even though cancer death rates are trending downward, the numbers of cases are still rising. And younger people are getting cancer. We're seeing younger prostate cancer. We're seeing younger colorectal cancer. We're seeing younger breast cancer. So the American Cancer Society used the Global Cancer Observatory database to look at 2022 cancer data, which is the latest year they had for this data. And they looked at 36 cancer types in 185 countries or territories worldwide. The study looked at the top 10 types of cancer, according to the Daily Mail, in 20 different areas, looking at, you know, and adjusting for age and cumulative risk. Obesity, alcohol, tobacco use increasing around the world. Yes, tobacco use. But we also might be picking up more cases because we have better screening. Rather than somebody dying and people not knowing why they died, now that we have, well, we could screen and we could see, oh, you have cancer. Now, and you know, and now you know before you die, shall we say. So what do we do? Lung cancer, the most common, the number one cancer, lung cancer, even with all the work we've done with smoking, it's responsible for 2.5 million new cases, one in eight cancer cases worldwide. Then came breast cancer, colorectal, prostate, stomach cancer. And colorectal cancer has been increasing among younger individuals, which we think might be related to their colon bacteria, or not their colon, their gut microbiome. The fact that they're sitting a lot, sitting for long periods of time, have been linked to that. Constipation, not emptying your bowels regularly, not eating enough fiber, chemicals and other things you're exposed to. So what does this mean? Well, it means, one, we need to figure out why cancers are rising. Is it our radiation? Is it our cell phones? I'm not saying that's what science is finding, but these are questions we have to ask. There's some evidence looking at fungal pathogens that maybe fungus is getting into our colorectal area. Another thing nobody wants to talk about is our sexual practices. Anal sex could be increasing one's rate of HPV acquisition and transmission. And HPV has been known to cause rectal cancer. So these are things that, you know, we need to talk about. And it's not necessarily being discussed. So, you know, I don't want us to live in fear. Yes, if we don't get a heart attack, God willing, we don't get hit by a bus, and we're starting to go into our senior years, there's a chance that there could be something else that happens, an organ fails, cancer. My goal is to, you know, I don't think I could handle living till 120. I would like to, but I don't think my knees can barely get me through middle age as it is. But I want to be able to have my mind, have my body, so that I can enjoy the family and not be a burden. I don't want to be a burden on my family. And I want to be around to see my grandchildren and my great-grandchildren. And I also want to be productive, and I want to still do my work on this planet. And that's what I want. If it's time for me to go, it's time for me to go. But if I could stave that off by making sure I'm up to date on my mammograms, up to date on my colon cancer screening, you know, up to date on, you know, my earthquake preparedness, you know, so I don't live in a building that's about to crumble, I'd like to do that. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So, you know, we talk about diets and which diets are the best. The Mediterranean diet has surpassed many of the diets. But now we're being told that the Japanese diet may be the new diet to beat out dementia. So the Mediterranean diet, fruits, vegetables, lean meats. The Japanese diet is rich in fish, tea, and soybeans. Fish, tea, and soybeans. It can protect the brain from shrinking, reduce the risk of dementia. Researchers from Japan's National Center for Geriatrics and Gerontology looked at brain scans from two groups of Japanese people eating different diets. One group had the Japanese diet, other ate Western diet. The Western diet was red meat, alcohol, pasta. Scans were performed twice over the course of 2 years, the goal of determining how much brain tissue each group lost over time. Women in the Japanese diet group had lower levels of brain atrophy, or shrinkage, which is characteristic of dementia, than women on the Westernized diet. And they said this finding comes after an increased focus on Japanese lifestyle, where when they looked at life expectancies and lower rates of chronic disease. I mean, I love fish. I love sushi. We don't eat a lot of it because, one, it's expensive. Now, and two, there could be high mercury. But interesting, the Japanese diet is high in rice. Now, I see what Americans do. They want their big steak. They want their, you know, their big meat. And their, but what a lot of other cultures do in India and Asian countries is their main dish is the rice that is seasoned with, rice and gravy, rice and soy, rice and, when you go to an Indian restaurant, you know, they have the main dish, and for America, they provide a big portion of it, but much of the meal is a really yummy sauce on your rice. Now, we have to be careful with our carb load. Rice has salt. Rice can have arsenic. But you know, if we're so used to eating heavy meat-rich diets, no wonder we're constipated. No wonder we have higher risk of colorectal cancer, heart disease. So we might need to take a look and see how other cultures do it and what they do to help their health. 1-877-DOC-DALI.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.